Hello, everyone, and welcome to this 9-day novena to the Holy Spirit leading to Pentecost.
It's good to see you. Thank you for joining us. This is going to be a wonderful journey, and we thank you for your time.
And we just wanted to quickly introduce ourselves because we feel like maybe there's a few new people here today. So first off, my name is Janelle, and this is my husband, Ken.
Good to see you.
We've been married now officially for 13 years. We just had our anniversary, and we're expecting baby number seven, in the next few weeks here. I'm 35 weeks pregnant, so who knows? I've never reached my due date, so it could be hopefully after the novena is done.
Anyways, we've been serving people particularly in the last 2 years through the comfort of our own home. So if you hear screaming in the background, that's our kids. That's their love language, screaming. So you might hear them. But we come to you as we are in our busy lives to discern, to share with you our journey to the Holy Spirit. So don't consider this as us teaching you. We're journeying with you to the Holy Spirit for the Feast of Pentecost coming up. And so we want to thank you for joining us on this journey.
And actually, a lot of the content that we'll be sharing with you is from In Conversations with God by Father Fernandez. And it's something that we've utilized in our Lenten series that we just finished up not too long ago. And it's been very fruitful for our own personal spiritual journey. So before we get into the content, we just want to let you know what you can kind of expect for the next 9 days. So starting today, which is Friday, is the day one of the novena, and it will lead up until the Saturday prior to Pentecost, which falls on a Sunday. And every single day we'll be focusing on a different gift of the Holy Spirit, and we'll also encourage you to pray the novena to the Holy Spirit, which you can find at the end of this video.
Okay, so let's begin. I want you to imagine yourself on this journey in this boat, and you're out in the middle of the sea, and this boat has no motor. All you have is two modes of propulsion. One are the oars, two are the sails. Now, the oars in the middle of the sea, they can get you a little ways. But the reality is, if that shore is a distant shore across the ocean, thousands of miles away, you're going to row a lifetime before you get there. In fact, it's almost impossible to get to your destination if all you did was rely on the oars. What do you need? The sails. The sails are what we raise up into the air, and the sails don't act by themselves, because simply because you raise the sail doesn't mean the boat's going to move. What do you need? You need the wind. So how can we understand this analogy? The oars are necessary. That's the virtuous living in our life. But it only takes us so far. What we need is the sails. Not only sails, but seven sails, the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. So we raise the sails in our life, so we then rely on the wind of the Holy Spirit to catch those sails to bring us to that distant shore. How do you raise the sails? They don't go up by themselves. They go up through virtuous living, through seeking the Holy Spirit, through a sacramental life. In other words, you have to do something in order to raise the sails. Now, friends, you're doing something. You're seeking the Holy Spirit. You're seeking the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. You're here. Wonderful. So in your effort, you're raising the sail. Then we trust that the wind of the Holy Spirit catches those sails and brings us to that distant land. Because the wind allows the boat to do something that it cannot do by its own nature. The boat by its own nature can't get to the distant shore. And we, by our own nature, can't get to the distant shore of heaven without the wind of the Holy Spirit blowing in our sails, taking us to our final resting place, which is God.
So today, day one of the novena, we are focusing on the gift of understanding. Through this gift, which is necessary for living a fully Christian life, we come to have a deeper knowledge of the mysteries of faith. We were just quickly discussing the difference between the gift of understanding, the gift of knowledge, and kind of what we gathered is that really the gift of understanding helps us to understand the mysteries of faith. You know, when it comes to the teachings of the church, the mysteries of the sacraments, just as human beings, we have like a finite ability to understand things, but we need the help of the Holy Spirit to better understand. And it says that once we do invite the Holy Spirit, we have greater joy because we know more of like the greatness and goodness of God.
And if you think about this on a natural level, what happens in our relationship when we have a lack of understanding?
Oh, things just go a little haywire. It's not very good. It's better to understand.
Not very good in the Yuzinski household mm-hmm. when mom and dad misunderstand each other. I think we can understand that in human relationships. And if you even think about our children, like some of our children are quite young and they're just learning to use words. Mm-hmm. And so they get really frustrated sometimes. And then they try and express themselves, but they can't. Mm-hmm. So they get frustrated about something and then they get frustrated about not being understood because they can't get the words out. And we try and, what did you mean by that? And we get it wrong and they get more angry. So here's a, that's a great way to understand the positive effects of understanding. Mm-hmm. It brings communion in the relationship, or we can even say union in the relationship. Mm-hmm. Don't we all want to be understood? And isn't one of this great pains in life being misunderstood? No one understands me. Yet think about God. God wants to be understood because he wants union with us. And so he gives us this gift so that we can understand the mysteries of faith, not simply because it's good trivia. That understanding is to lead to union with God. Just like union in marriage happens with understanding and brings peace and also brings joy, because there's a delight when we understand each other mm-hmm. in marriage. There's a delight in our relationship with God when we come to understand the mysteries of faith.
Mm-hmm. And Father Fernandez says, under his light, supernatural truths give an indescribable joy, a joy which is a foretaste of heaven. So I feel like once we allow that gift of understanding to come into our life, and to be active, it does give us a foretaste of heaven because we understand more of the beauty of God.
So part of our faith is a little bit of a our mysteries. They're obscure, like transubstantiation. What is that? How does that work? How does God get into a little host? Or why did Jesus become one of us? What's the purpose of the incarnation? Or why did Jesus die on the cross? But when the gift of understanding comes to us and illuminates our hearts, all of a sudden it brings a great joy. I'll share an example with you. When I looked at the crucifix when I was up to about 19 years old, I didn't quite understand, well, why did Jesus die on the cross? I knew he died. It's a historical fact. But was at a retreat where I understood that Jesus Christ died for me. Mm-hmm. And had been the only person in the whole world, he was still giving his life for me. Mm-hmm. That mystery of faith brought great joy and healing to my life.
You know, it actually reminds me also of a conversation that we just had at the supper table yesterday with her daughter, Maria. She was saying, she's like, Mom, you know at Mass, when the priest lifts up the host and the cup, the wine turns into the blood of Jesus. She's like, I don't know if I really believe that. She's 5 years old. I thought that was kind of interesting that she knows that it's something that we teach, but yet she doesn't really fully believe it in her heart. And I remember there being a time in my life too. And, you know, if we struggle with certain teachings of the church, we have to ask God to give us that gift of understanding, to come to a place where we do believe it, you know, because it does bring joy. Mm-hmm. Once you do believe the truth about the Eucharist, I remember when that moment changed in my life, when I understood that the Eucharist was truly the body of Jesus. It's like it changed everything for me, and it actually brought peace into my life because I knew that God wanted to make himself present to me. Wow, that's so special. As St. Teresa says, it is like one who, without having learned anything or having taken the slightest trouble in order to learn to read, finds himself in possession of all existing knowledge. He has no idea how or whence it has come. Since he has never done any work, even so much as was necessary for the learning of the alphabet. This last comparison, I think, furnishes some sort of explanation of the heavenly gift, for the soul suddenly finds itself learned, and the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity, together with other lofty things, is so clearly explained to it that there is no theologian with whom it would not have the boldness to contend in defense of the truth of these marvels.
I would just point out that even if we have a doctorate in theology, doesn't necessarily mean that we have insights into the mysteries of God, mm-hmm. because there's certain things that God wants to show us and that we can't understand them unless he gives us the gift of understanding.
Mm-hmm. And so how do we receive the gift?
Good question.
Well, firstly, you know, disposing ourselves to the Holy Spirit, having the sacrament of baptism, sacrament of confirmation, those are very crucial. So if mm-hmm. you are somebody who's watching this video and you have yet to have experienced those sacraments, I would highly encourage you to go visit a parish priest and ask about those. And then lastly, you know, how do we raise that sail so that the wind of the Holy Spirit can catch it and bring us to that distant land? Well, through prayer, through acts of contrition. I was just reading in here, it talks about acts of contrition, being sorry for our sins, and then also joyfully doing the duties of the moment. Whatever that might be, whatever circumstance of life you might find yourself in, doing those things joyfully for God.
Yeah, and regular sacramental life. So mm-hmm. going to confession and right. daily prayer. Mm-hmm. So this is how we raise the sail for the gift of understanding, and this is how we raise the sail for all the gifts. So at the very beginning, please have an understanding. If you want to raise that sail, you want to yield yourself to the gifts of the Holy Spirit, avoid sin. Go to confession during this time. Mm-hmm. Receive the Eucharist. Live a virtuous life. That's basic fundamentals of the Christian life. And with the goodwill to seek God. And God will reward those who seek Him, because He says, those who seek will find. Mm-hmm. So with that, we'll leave you with these thoughts. We will now provide a prayer linked at the end of this video, seeking the Holy Spirit. We encourage you to pray this prayer every day. It's linked here. It's also found in the description. And we will see you tomorrow. Thanks for watching.